This week's showroom have been sponsored by family Charlie Bloom, Le'ilu Nishmas, Ras Rochel Bas Menachem Manus, Aleha Shalom, Mrs. Ray Bloom, who's Yotz Kof Aleph Elul, Tuesday the 27th of August, Rabbi Reuven Atlas, Ibu Shana.
Good morning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his Torah HaKadosha set up a dichotomy. The Rabbeinu Shalom said that the Yomim Tovim have to be B'chodesh HaRishon or B'chodesh HaShvi'i we're coming up to. By doing so, the Rabbeinu Shalom said that our Yomim Tovim are calculated according to the lunar cycle. That whole phenomena of month is a lunar phenomena. That defines a month when there is a chidush halavana. But yet in the very same Torah HaKadosha, the Rabbeinu Shalom set up that our calendar should be solar based. Where do we see that mufurash b'Torah? Is the Torah says b'chodesh ha'aviv, that Pesach has to be in the spring. Spring is a season is a solar phenomena. And therefore within lies the contradiction. Is the calendar to be calculated by calculating the mahalich of the moon or by the mahalich of the sun? Mathematically, that's a contradiction. There's 365 days in the solar year and 354 and a bit days in a lunar year. That's 11 and a bit days of contradiction. But don't worry. The Rabbeinu Shlomo in his Torah HaKadosha settled that contradiction by giving the following mitzvah. In Parshas Re'eh, that's a summer holiday sedra, so we'll forgive ourselves if we're not familiar. In Parshas Re'eh, state mefurush, Shemar es chodesh ha'oviv. You have to be shomer the chodesh ha'oviv. Mitzvah being, I'll quote from the Sifri, Shemar ha'chodesh sehu somach la'oviv. Make sure that month, which is somach la'oviv, Mipnei ha'oviv she'ehei b'zmanoi. Make sure that month means lunar, means Nisan, make sure that's going to be b'zmanoi in the solar season called spring. And if you want that spelt out more in a more halachic vernacular, the Rambam says in Mitzvot Aseh, Kuf Nun Gimel, Shemaes Chodesh Ha'oviv, Hoire, the Torah taught, Ki shonaseinu roi shem nishmoi boi pirkei hashona, that our years, they are fitting that we should make sure to guard the different seasons of the year. L'chein tiyeh shemeshis. I love that word. The year should therefore be shemeshis. It should be a sunny year. Even though we've got chadoshim for Yomim Tovim, it's got to be a sunny year. That's the mitzvah of Shemaya Shredesh Ha'oviv. How do we do it? How do we ensure a sunny year? Is with Ma'aber Ador. We're coming up to Tovshin Ayin Dalet Habo Aleinu L'Tova, and that's going to be what we call an Ibayor. It's going to be a Shona Mu'uberes. We're going to fulfill already by prefixing the calendar upon which we operate at the moment. It's going to be an impregnated year, impregnated with an extra Ador. There's the mitzvah is only to add an extra Ador that we learn from Psukim. And that's the mitzvah. I'd like to just explain my difficulties I had with the sugya in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, and explain the mitzvah Hashem how I've seen through these difficulties regarding this particular mitzvah. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara brings a brisa. Tonu Rabbonon al shloisha dvorim ma'abrim es hashona. On account of three reasons, on account of three things, three reasons, we are ma'aber the shona, we impregnate that year with an extra ador. Number one, ala oviv, on account of the oviv. Rashi explains Oviv means spring, literally speaking, when the produce in the field is Oviv, that means it has begun to ripen. We need to see that. Rashi explains the brisa. If we foresee, this has to be Adar time, if we foresee that the produce is not going to be ripening in the right time by the time it comes to Chodesh Nisan, Therefore, we have to be Abed Hashanah. We have to make sure that Chodesh Nisan is in a month where there is ripening Tevuah. That's number one, Ala Oviv. Number two, says the Brisa, Valpeiros So'ilon. Again, we take our horticultural experts into the fields, and they have to tell us in Shvat Adar, they have to tell us, oh, let's look at the tree, let's take a sap sampling. And, oh no, we're not going to have ripening fruit on the trees Shavuos time. If we see that's going to be the case, we're not going to have ripening fruit on the trees Shavuos time. But that's a reason on account of which we have to be Ma'abed Hashanah, we're going to add an extra Adar. Number three, Valat Tkufa is the Psukim say, for example, Chag Osif Tkufa Sashana, that Sukkos has to be in the period of time that we call autumn. And if we calculate astrologically, that is not going to be the case. That's a reason on account of which we are Ma'aber the Shana. Those are the three things that the Brisa quotes. Reasons for being Ma'aber the Shana. The Brisa says, Al Shnayim Mehem Ma'abrin. You need two out of three. You have to tick two out of three boxes to say, right, we're going to be Ma'aber the Shana. Al Echo Mehem Eim Ma'abrin. Okay, Rashi. Let's go through the Brisa again with Rashi. Tana Rabbon, Al Shlosh Dvar Ma'arim Es Hashana, Ala Oviv. Rashi says, there's the Rashi, Im Lo Bishla HaTavua Ma'abrin. If the Tavua has not ripened, we foresee it's not going to be ripened at Nisan time, we Ma'abed Hashana, says Rashi, Dekro Ksiv. It's a posuk, which I always learnt in Yeshiva. If it says Kro Ksiv anywhere, that means Minah Torah. Minah Torah, we learn it out from the posuk, B'chodesh Ha'oviv. And it says there, Torah Ash, Mos, Yud, Yud. It's too small for me. Yud Gimel. So you based your Gimel. Yud Gimel, Pashas Boy. B'chodesh Ha'oviv. I'm going to the next Rashi. Valpeiro Sa'ilon, says Rashi. If fruit on the tree is not going to be ripe, but Shavuos time ma'abrin. Again, Rashi quotes a posuk. Shavuos is the time to bring bikurim. We need that ripened fruit. The ksiv, and again, Rashi quotes a posuk. Uviyom ha'bikurim. Then Rashi says, if he doesn't bring his fruit, when he comes Shavuos time to base a mikdosh, then what's going to have to happen? Sorech litroach v'la'alois pamacheres nebuch. He's going to have to go through the whole bother of coming up to Yerushalayim another time to bring his bikurim. There's a mix, a big mix there. Rashi just said it's a posuk. Posuk means gzeira sakosuf. You have to have ripe produce, ripe fruit at Shavuos time. We learn it from a posuk. Then Rashi says it's a tekona. I'll come back to you. Then Rashi says it's a tekona, because we don't want to Nebuch have to be matriachim to come another time. What is it? Is it a posuk or is it a tekona de rabbon? Yeah.
So
it's natural from Rashi, ripe enough to bring the first fruit to Yerushalayim, the first ripened fruit to Yerushalayim? Yeah. At least the first. Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Brisa. I'm going to take the price a little bit further. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamaliel Omer al Hatkufa. That's a cryptic statement. He just says, al Hatkufa. The Tanakhama said three. Oviv, Peiros, Tkufa. Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel says, al Hatkufa. And we're not the only ones who don't know what he means. The Gemara asked the Shaila, boy, hello, what does he mean? Does it mean ala tkufa smechin? People are happy when tkufa is one of the reasons. Rashi explains, because otherwise the oile regalim for sukkos are going to have to go home in the wet autumn. Or maybe he means as follows. Oy ala tkufa ma'abrin, Rashi explains, alone. Remember, you needed two out of three. Rabbi Shim Gamliel says, collect the Gemara in the second Sad. What does Rabbi Shim Gamliel come to add? Ala tkufa ma'abrin. Tkufa is a reason alone. For that reason alone will be ma'abed Hashanah. What's the svara that reason should merit to be a reason on account of which that reason alone will be ma'abed Hashanah? So Rashi says in the second wide line, Oy dilma ala tkufa l'chudo ma'abrin mipnei she'ibura min ha'toira. Because that is a reason min ha-Torah. excusez-moi, they say in France. Oviv, Rashi quoted the Pasuk, Menatayra. Rashi quoted the Pasuk, Bachodesh Oviv. Shavuos, Rashi quoted the Pasuk, Birma Bikurim. Tzkufa, we've got a Pasuk as well, that's very nice. Chagot Osif Tzkufa Sashana. They're all Menatayra. What does Rashi mean, She'ibura Menatayra? That's why Rabbi Shlomo says, the Allah Tzkufa alone with Abrin. They're all Menatayra. Rashi quoted Psukim for all of them.
Why doesn't he quote?
Why doesn't he put the pasuk here? Good question. Good question. Look at the Tosfos there. Oidilma ma'abrin. Pirush b'kuntres b'shum de tkufa doyraisa. Could the kasev chaga osif tkufa sashana v'kosher to oviv nami doyraisa? So Tosfos asks the kasha. Borshe kivanti. You must have seen Tosfos before. Tosfos asks the kasha. To oviv nami minatoya. But look at Tosfos. Could the kasev? Rashi quotes Tosfos quotes a different pasuk. Shemar Eschedesh Oviv, and that's in Pashas Re'eh. He doesn't quote the same pasuk as Rashi. Rashi quotes the pasuk Eschedesh Oviv in Pashas Boy. The same Peiros Se'ilon, Tosfos quotes a different pasuk. Chag Hakotzer B'churei Masecha. Rashi quoted the pasuk Ubayom Abikurim. Okay. I've got Kashas. Is number one. Why does Rashi quote the Pasuk in Parshas Boy? That Pasuk, B'moloyoi, says as follows. Hayoim atem yotz in B'chodesh Oviv. That's a story in Parshas Boy. It's not a mitzvah to be Ma'abed Hashana. Rashi should have used the Pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. That's the mitzvah to be Ma'abed Hashana. As we saw before in the Sifri, we saw before in the Rambam. That is the Pasuk. The Pasuk, Shemar Eschedesh Oviv. That's the Mefurish Pasuk to be Ma'abed Hashana. Why does Rashi bring a story in Parshas Boy, Hayoim Atem Yotz in B'chodesh Oviv? Shkeh Hayoim Atem Yotz in B'chodesh Oviv. Where do you see Ibashana there? The mitzvah, the reason on account of which to be Ma'abed Hashana. Rashi quoted the Pasuk for Shavuos, for Peiros Se'ilon, Ubayom Abikurim, which is also a story. There's nothing implicit in those words in the Torah, Ubiyom HaBikurim, Ma'abed HaShana, to ensure a Yom HaBikurim, that Shavuos should be Yom HaBikurim. It's just a story. But Yom HaBikurim, Tosfos quotes Gazum to Psukim. Tosfos quotes the Pasuk in Parshas Reish, Marius Chedesh Abim, Ma'abed HaShana. And he quotes the Pasuk for Shavuos, for Peiros Ilan, Chag HaKotze, B'churei Ma'asecha, the Chag HaKotze has to be the time of B'churei Ma'asecha. So that's the kashas on Rashi. Why does Rashi bring story psukim and not meaty gazunta mitzvah psukim? That's one kasha. Other kashas. The Yad Ramah asks as follows, and it's printed at the bottom of the sheet that we've handed out. Otu mishum ticha to oli regolim, noki nokum v'nakrinahu l'kuloi moedos. Number one, Tosfos Rashi said, why do we want to, if we haven't got ripe fruit, Shavuos, why am I not about the Shana? Rashi said, because the Tircha, they're going to have to come bring their Bikurim again. So the Adama asks, you can take the Kasher, you can leave it. Because of that reason, they're going to uproot all the Yomim Tovim and change the calendars? Maybe, yeah, but because that's his Kasher, because of that reason. Then he asks, this following Kasher, void, my Tircha Isbahul Oyle Regolim Bahochi. Anyway, what's the Tircha? There's no tircha. Ma'achas shetzuchin le'meisit b'chagas sukkos. Anyway, they're going to come back to Beit Yerushalayim based on Mikdos Sukkos time. They can bring their Bikurim then. We behold the Matzeres Adchag, maybe V'koire. You can do the mitzvah Bikurim l'chatchila, Sukkos time, without any deficit. And therefore, what's the problem if you can't bring it? See, ask Kashas on Rashi, and there's no Yishuv. He doesn't bring a Yishuv. We've got Kashas. The next daf after Yudala form of base is always Yudala form of Dalaf. On daf Yudala form of Dalaf, there's a brisa. Tzona Rabbonon. Ein ma'abrim es ha'shona elo im kein. Hoysa tzricha. Here we go. We know we're only ma'abed ha'shona. And we never not the Abed Hashana unless it was necessary because of the following reasons. Number one, says the Braisa, Mipnei Hadrochim, because if Pesach is going to be so early in the year, the roads are still wet and muddy, or in the case of Princess Park Avenue in Toshna and Gimel, still full of potholes, and there's no way that people can therefore get to Yerushalayim in time for Sukkos. The roads are not unusable. The roads can dry out in the spring sunshine. Says the Brisa, why else will be Ma'abed Ashona? Umipnei ha-gushorim. Because of the bridges. Again, in the winter, the bridges fall into disrepair. We need the spring weather in order to be able to fix the bridges. Umipnei tanurei psochim. Everybody at home has got a Pesach oven made out of clay. It's a big heftza. I don't know where you'd store yours, but in the time of the Gemara, they used to store their Pesach oven on the roof. The roof was a flat roof, perfect for storage, but clay ovens on roofs get damp. Damp ovens you can't be roast your Korban Pesach in, effectively. We need the oven to dry out before we can roast our Korban Pesach. It's too early in the year. What, you want to make Pesach in March? My oven's still damp. That's a reason on account of which, says the Brisa, we've been Ma'abed Ashona. Another one. Umipnei Golios Yisrael Shenekrum in Koimon. Basin of Herd. Ooh, they've just left, where's Raphael up north? They just left Kiryat Shemona. They're on their way to Yerushalayim. Kiryat Shemona, they'll never make it to Yerushalayim in time to bring Korban Pesach. On account of them, we'll be Ma'abed Ashona. Says the Brisa, not because of snow, not because of cold. But those are reasons on account of which we're Ma'abed Ashona. Tosus asks Akasha, V'hai de lo choshiv gimel simonim de la kamon. That's Tosus' Akasha. This brisa is replete with reasons on account of which to be Ma'abed Ashona. This brisa there ignores the reasons that we learnt already together on Daf Amud Beis. Daf Amud Beis, we learned there's Oviv, Peyus Ha'ilon, Tekufas Hashana. So Tosus is asking the following question. One brisa, please. Let's just have one brisa. Let's make it easy. Tomer Abonon, Eimar Tashal, Eben Kemal, Sashrikam Ripnei. Okay, let's have our Drochim, Gushorim, let's have our ovens, let's have our Golius Yisrael, and let's have our Oviv, Peyus Ha'ilon, Tekufas Hashana. Put them all into one big brisa, fret Tosus. V'hai delu choshiv gimul simonim delu kamon. Just got a simple answer. The brisa on the Daf on the base, you need two of those reasons to be ma'abe. Avol hani, but this brisa, afilu echod mehem ma'abrin. These will be reasons on account of which alone we will be ma'abe the shalom. That's Tosus' answer. It's Tosus' question that we're really, really interested in. That was Tosus' question. Let's lump all the reasons together. Those are the difficulties with the sugya. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, as follows in Halacha Aleph, this Kiddush Achidesh, Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph. Let's go from the beginning. Shona Mu'uberes is a Shona Shemosifim B'chodesh. That means it's a year we add into which we're going to add a month. Eimosifim Olam Ela Adar. We only ever add an Adar. Imagine if we'd have two Elals. Adar. Only Adar. For Oisin Oisa Shona Shnei Adorin. Adorishin Adosheni. Umipnei Ma Mosifim Chodesh Zeh. Ooh, it's getting interesting. On account of what? On account of why? When? What's the reason? Shemosifin chodesh zeh. Rabbi, so what do you expect? Don't look ahead. You're cheating. Don't look ahead. What do you expect to see now in the Rambam? I'm concerned with seven or eight things listed. Bridges, ovens, Oviv, Peyus Ha'ilon. Says the Rambam as follows. They ma mosifin chodesh zeh. One reason only. Mipnei zman oviv, kidei she pesach ba'osei zman, shneim ashma es chodesh oviv, she chodesh zeh bezman oviv. And if it wouldn't be for this addition, then the Pesach, says to the Rambam, would be sometimes in the summer, sometimes in the winter. We'd be doing like the Ramadan shtickle any time of year.
Is it because these reasons are not such good reasons? mean, an oven which is damp, you can, it dries out in a day, you can cover it over. Someone's too far from Yerushalayim, he doesn't have to go.
Mm-hmm. I hear what you say. Tosfos seems to say there are even stronger reasons, for example, because on account of one of those reasons alone, says Tosfos, said we mean ma'aba. And the reasons on the Omer base of Yipere Se'ilon, you need two of those reasons, which is counterintuitive. But yeah, I hear.
Well, I hear. A summary of the precept of the
Nikro. Oh, look at Halacha base. Al Shlosha Simonim Ma'abra Mesashana. This is how it goes. There's three signs that we take note of to be Ma'abra the Shana. Not reasons, signs, simonim, ala tkufa, ala oviv, val peiro sa'ilon. And the Rambam goes on to explain that we go out, we have a look, and we see, oh, there's a sign. The barley seems to be very underdeveloped for this time of year. Or, ooh, there's no buds on the vine yet, or in the rimonim. There's no buds. It's very, 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 very behind for this time of year. That's a good simon. Or if we make an astrological calculation, those who are able to do so. Look, hang on a minute. If this year continues like this, then we are going to have a whole Chagas Sukkos still in Tkufas Tammuz, still in the season called summer. Something has gone wrong somewhere. It says the Rambam, these are simonim. The reason, singular reason, on account of which Mima Abed Hashana is a posuk in Pashas Re'eh, Shemar Eschodesh Ha'oviv. The Torah is Mechayev. That Pesach has to be, Pesach which is lunar, has to be in a solar spring. V'zeh. That's the posuk, that's the mikra, that's the gezeiras hakosuv, that's the mitzvah, shmar eschodesh ha'oviv. That brisa on daf yud aleph omad base are not reasons. That brisa on daf yud aleph omad base, oviv, peiros se'ilon, kufas hashana, are merely simonim. With that is answered Tosfos' kasha. It's clear Tosfos does not learn like the Rambam. With that memela, it's answered Tosfos' kasha. Or we could say even another way, perhaps, Tosfos' kasha is a non-starter. Tosfos asked to kasha and tafidalef or medalef, lump all the reasons together. Lump bridges and ovens together with oviv and peyosa ilon. You can't lump them together, because those two brises are two completely different genre. On Dafyud Aleph or Medalef, those are reasons on account of which the Rabbonon have the right to be Ma'abed Hashanah. When we say we've got decrepit bridges, and we've got impassable roads, and we've got soggy ovens, those are reasons on account of which the Rabbonon have the right to be Ma'abed Hashanah. L'kaye ma'ashenema shemar eskodesh ha'oviv. But on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, those are not reasons on account of which Ma'abed Hashanah. There's a simonim in the Bria. Ooh, feels a bit nippy this time of year. Maybe we should be Ma'abed Hashanah. That's merely a simon. That's not a reason. That's a simon ladova. And therefore those two brises are two completely different genre. And so this is kasha, therefore is a non-starter. If Rashi learns like the Rambam, then it's understandable why Rashi punct brings the posuk in Parshas Boy, Hayoim Atem Yotzim B'Chodesh Sha'oviv, and avoids, Dafka avoids the posuk in Parshas Re'eh, Shema Eschodesh Sha'oviv. Because the posuk in Parshas Re'eh is the mitzvah to be Ma'abed Hashanah. The genre of the Brice of Daf Yud Aleph on the Brace is not reasons on account of which to be Ma'abed Hashanah. The Brice on Daf Yud Aleph on the Brace is telling me, Simonim in the Bria. Go out and have a look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation and tell me, do you think we can now activate the mitzvah of Shemar Eschedesh Aviv? Let's look at some simonim. What's one simon? Remember the Torah said in Parshas Bo, it told the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hayom Atem Yotzim B'Chedesh Aviv. That Pesach has to be in a time when there's Bishul Tavua. Go out into the fields and feel the barley. Can you feel the kernel there plump in its husk, growing in the field, swaying nicely in the spring wind? If you cannot, there's a simon that the sun and moon are out of sync. Shema Eschodesh Ha'ovi Pashas Re'eh. Ubayoma Bikurim, the Torah tells us, by the way, that Shavuos happens to be Ubayoma HaBikurim, and if we see that we don't have nice fresh fruit on the tree Shavuos time, it's a simum that they're out of sync. Let's activate the mitzvah Shmos Chodesh Aviv. All the kashas of the Yad Roma are answered. The Yad Roma asked, what does Rashi mean? There's a tircha for the Olei Regalim. First of all, he asks, so what? And then he asks, they can come and bring it Sukkos time anyway. So there isn't a real tircha for the Olei Regalim. The Yad Roma understood, the Cholat Tosas understood, that these are reasons on account of which the Ma'abed Hashanah, and thus the Yad Roma and his kashas, invalidates those reasons. But they're not reasons to be Ma'abed Hashanah. They're simonim. People want to bring their Bikurim when they come up for Shavuos. The Torah says a Biyoma Bikurim. The Torah describes Shavuos as a Bikurim to Katayim. The mitzvah, according to its strict halacha, you can do the Chatchila Sukkos time. But people, the Torah describes the Biyoma Bikurim. People want to bring at that time. They don't want to have to worry about it Sukkos time. Zizimadim and the mitzvahs. That's the tenth mention. They want to do the mitzvah as soon as they can. Rashi never meant that that's a reason, a tzakon on account of which we're ma'abed Hashanah. But people don't want to have to come up. People are used to the fact that at Shavuos time, people bring the Bikurim. So if we align the Shitta of Rashi with the Shitta of the Rambam, then all our kashas on Rashi, I can't say they're answered, I'd say today they just simply fall away. Al derech hadrush. Why is it that the Torah HaKadosha wants us to have this hybrid calendar, sun and moon? Is the Muslims get away very nicely with a lunar calendar? Doesn't bother me if it's the middle of the summer and Ramadan goes out at 10:30 at night. Doesn't bother them. Doesn't bother me. They manage well. And the Christian calendar is completely solar based, and as far as I'm aware, they haven't had any serious problems with having had a solar calendar all these centuries. I know they had to make tikkunim here and there, and Gregory got involved, but generally speaking, they get along quite fine. But we, even as we are, we always like to make it a bit more chochmadik, a bit more clever. What's the machshava that we have to have a sun and a moon? Is mufurush, ein kamokin harich, but the sun represents consistency. The sun, we potentially see in the sky every single day. It's consistent. That represents our masora, and the levona kiyudua represents chidush. Is the whole mahalich of the levona is chidush. That is our masora chidush. Have you ever heard somebody trying to claim Chob a Chiddush? I want to tell you a Chiddush. How can anybody ever tell anybody a Chiddush? That how Torah Tzivolon or Moshe Marosh Kiddush Yaakov, the Kola Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, a Chodesh Tachas HaShemesh. How can a Yid dare say a Chiddush in Torah? Elavos. That is our Masorah. Everything, Akal Vada, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave everything to Moshe Rabbeinu on the Har Sinai, but within different biurim, different understanding, different application, there's mokim for chidush. Chidush can't be wild. Oh, I've got, it can't be machadish new mitzvahs. We're based firmly in Masorah. It's that shikul, Masorah, chidush Masorah. That is the whole mahus of what Torah is about, and what living as a Yid is about. We're based firmly in Masorah, and the Chasam Sofer's famous Chodosh Osam in Torah. We can't be Machadish anything, but yet in every generation we have to apply the Masorah to new situations, and there come times Eislas Eislas Shem Heferu Seiro Secha, which are given Chachomim to know how we have to apply Masorah to Mechudosh Dika situations. That is our Masorah. We are definitely lunatics. But we are definitely solar tips. Have a good morning.